This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back here. Owen Schroyer sitting in on the Alex Jones Show. Alex has just left the building. Not Elvis has left the building. Alex has left the building. It's kind of like the same response, though, walking around in D.C. like I imagine Elvis had back in his heyday. He is heading to speak at the Supreme Court now. Of course, that video will be uploaded to band.video. We also have speeches planned for later this evening in Freedom Plaza as well. Alex Jones, myself, Roger Stone, and other special speakers. We hope to be simulcasting that onto the War Room this afternoon, this evening, which I will also be hosting. Paul Jones Watson taking over here on the Alex Jones Show in an hour, and then I'll be back on hosting the War Room, and then we will simulcast the speeches from Freedom Plaza later on this evening. Now, there's a lot to get to here. I do have some news, but, you know, we're sitting here above Freedom Plaza, and I'm telling you, folks, it's not even really like game time yet. I mean, this is like if you've ever been to, you know, a major sporting event, a playoff football game or something like that. This is like the tailgate party right now. Everybody's out. Everybody's getting excited. Everybody's chanting. You're getting the adrenaline revved up. You're getting the momentum revved up. You're all excited for the big event. That's the feel that you have. You can sense it when you walk outside. And, I mean, even last night, the big day isn't until tomorrow, but even last night, people were out on the streets. I mean, it was a little bit obnoxious, but I salute the Patriot anyway. Out on the streets from like 10 to midnight on a bullhorn. Just bullhorning about COVID being fake, bullhorning about how they stole the election. So you're trying to sleep, maybe it annoys you, but still, I mean, that's the midnight ride of Paul Revere. That's the emergency alert of just we the people and our voice that has been assured by the First Amendment, which, of course, is under attack as well. But Thomas Jefferson once said, when there is tyranny, or I should rephrase, when the people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is freedom. Now, Josh Hawley said he's not going to be intimidated by the leftist terrorists, the Democrat militant wing that showed up at his house where he wasn't even at. His wife was there with their infant child. Terroristic threats were made. Of course, no arrests. You're Enrique Tarrio and you land on the ground in D.C. Just you being there warrants an arrest. So he gets scooped up. If you're Owen Schroyer and you hold up a sign, little piece of paper, with your mouth taped in the D.C. Capitol, you get arrested. You get to spend the night in a cockroach-infested jail. But, oh, you're a Democrat terrorist. You're a Democrat thug. You're a leftist piece of trash. And you get to do whatever the hell you want. But we're not going to be intimidated by this scum. We never have been. The Democrats are crapping their britches right now. And so they know what they've done, and they know we're aware to it. The difference is they kind of have this psychological paradigm where they just assume that we would activate just like they would. And, you know, Trump or somebody would organize terror squads like George Soros did to go after Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters. That's never been the case. That's not our bag. That's not our shtick. Trump is a nonviolent. We're about the non-aggression principle here at InfoWars. So, I mean, it's never been our thing. It's never been our duty. It's never been our agenda to go out and start any physical confrontations. In fact, we have to endure it, and we just turn the other cheek. But it just came out. I believe the story was on The Hill. I'll have to pull it up on my phone here, and maybe I will during the break. But it just came out that they're urging the members of Congress to use secret tunnels in D.C. to get from the state capitol building to wherever their final destination is. So, if you ever thought that was a conspiracy theory, secret tunnels in D.C., I mean, I guess you could go deeper into it and say where they, you know, traffic kids or whatever for the What was the old Republican speaker's name? The big Dennis Hastert, big pedophile there. So the Democrats are scared. They know what they've done. They've committed crimes. They're scared of we the people, but we're not.
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago reelected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalists. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country, and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen, and InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading Band.video and InfoWars.com and come to the big DC marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
Gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here hosting. We are now into the third hour of this historic Alex Jones show. What is going to be a historic week in Washington, D.C. I was out on the streets. Let's see what time it is now. Wow, it's already 2 o'clock. That's crazy. I was out on the streets at 10 a.m. this morning. Wow, time is already flying. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what that's indicative of, but I was out on the streets at 10 a.m. this morning just to kind of get a feel for things and a vibe for things. Now that it's 2 o'clock, I mean, the streets are getting kind of packed. You're seeing the Trump hats and the scarves and the flags everywhere. Freedom Plaza is bumping right now. There's at least 10,000 people there, and the people keep flocking. Other people are gathering at the Supreme Court building right now where Alex is going to give a speech. But I went out earlier today at 10 o'clock just to kind of get a feel, walk the field, if you will, and well, here's what it looked like. Owen Schroyer here from InfoWars.com, and we are in Freedom Plaza, Washington, D.C., where, as you can see, thousands of patriots have already began to gather, and the event here doesn't even kick off yet for another hour or two more. And not only do we have thousands of people out here already, think about this. This just shows another example of the total election fraud for Joe Biden. Joe Biden had an event in Georgia, just outside of Atlanta, and Warnock was there, and Ossoff was there, and there are more people here right now in Freedom Plaza than any Biden rally and than any Democrat Georgia runoff for the Senate seat rally as well. So where is any of this proof that Biden has a record 80 million votes? It's not there. It wasn't there during the campaigns of 2020, and it's still not there in 2021 as the fake president-elect Joe Biden can't even get people to show up for rallies. He goes and he does internet speeches, little addresses. Nobody tunes in. I looked at the latest Joe Biden speech, 25,000 views. Last night, President Trump had over 300,000 people tune in to his event online on just Right Side Broadcasting Network alone, who, as you can see, is staged right up there. And we'll be, of course, broadcasting today's events live as well. Alex Jones is going to be speaking here today at Freedom Plaza, as will I. Alex Jones will also be speaking at the Supreme Court building tonight as well. In fact, that'll actually be around just after noon. And then here at Freedom Plaza tonight, myself, Alex Jones, Roger Stone, and a bunch of other surprise speakers. But folks, this is the third time now that we've gathered here in D.C., and we're talking about millions of people showing up. Joe Biden can't get anyone to show up. Raphael Warnock cannot get anybody to show up. John Ossoff cannot get anybody to show up. And you heard on the phone call, Trump says, hey, look, just look at rally turnout alone. Look at rally turnout in Georgia. Look at rally turnout in Michigan. Look at rally turnout in Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin. And then compare that to Biden.
in rally turnout. He didn't even have rallies, folks. Not even 100 people would show up. Most of the time it was like 10. But see, we're dealing with Republicans who are so afraid of their own shadow and so afraid of the media that they won't even tell the obvious truth that it was President Trump that won in a record landslide, not the fraud of Joe Biden, who they claim had almost 20 million more votes than Barack Obama with half the counties, a statistical anomaly that is almost impossible. But I can tell you right now, looking at all these patriots gathered out here today, being out here last night, being out here this morning, walking the streets, feeling the energy, watching Trump speak last night. By the way, another huge event for Trump. Americans are ready to fight. We're not exactly sure what that's going to look like, perhaps in a couple of weeks, if we can't stop this certification of the fraudulent election of Joe Biden. But we're here in Freedom Plaza, and we're letting the crooks in Congress know that we know Donald J. Trump won this election. We know we voted for Donald J. Trump in record fashion. And so the crooks in Congress better know that we the people are here, and we're loud, and we're going to be here all week, and they better do their job. So we salute Josh Hawley. We salute Ted Cruz. We salute all the other great Republicans for standing up and doing what is right and stopping the certification of the total fraud, the total theft of the election of Joe Biden. But you know what? Let's do a little taste test here. Let's do a little flavor test. Let's see how fired up these patriots are out here. Who here thinks Donald J. Trump won the election? Yeah! Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, so for InfoWars.com, we're out here with the American patriots. We are the new revolution. We are going to restore and we are going to save the republic. And all these great Americans are going to be the ones to do it. So for InfoWars.com, this is Owen Schroyer. USA!
USA! USA! USA!
All right, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Now, again, that was 4 hours ago. That was at 10 a.m. this morning when I filed that report. So, I mean, we're talking days really before the major event, or at least a day before the big event, which is tomorrow. A lot of people still coming into D.C. They're reaching out to me. They're telling me that they'll be getting in tomorrow. So today's already big and getting bigger. And we'll have the live stream from Freedom Plaza later tonight. And, of course, Alex Jones will be at the Supreme Court here probably in about 30 minutes. So we'll get that. We'll either live stream that or we'll just get that archive footage up as soon as possible. The real question is, though, what are the ramifications of this massive crowd? And as I laid out in the video, see, the problem is we don't live in a land that sadly occupies common sense and logic, or at least it's not so common. Common sense not so common, as they say. So it's almost as if we could have 50 million people come to D.C. I mean, we could have them literally on tape. In fact, we have them on tape cheating to rig the election. It's like, oh, you know, this just didn't happen. But you'd think if we had any common sense and logic, they would say, well, huh. Donald J. Trump had record attendance at his rallies in 2020. You've never seen anything like it. 20,000 minimum at an event. We didn't get to watch last night in Georgia. We were flying. I was able to tune into some of the audio. I went back after we got back just to look at the stage they had set up. I mean, my God. It's like, I mean, I believe still the biggest music festival in the world is Rock in Rio. I've been to Rock in Rio. I mean, literally, this is like, it was like one of the main stages at the biggest music festivals in the world. And you've got thousands of people that can't even get in. So that's Trump's energy. That's Trump support. That's the numbers that you see just for the rally showing up for Trump. That's in Georgia. Biden, the day before, the crew you might not even be able to find B-roll of this because they're scrubbing it off the internet because it's so embarrassing for Joe Biden. I mean, you go look at the YouTube channels and the Twitter accounts and everything that promotes Biden and his campaigns. Nothing even gets 100,000 views. I mean, that would be like their biggest day ever if a Biden video got 100,000 views. And this is with their rigged big tech. Trump was live in Georgia last night, and I was only looking at the right side broadcasting feed. They had, for the entire time, at least 250,000 people tuned in. I don't have the monitors in front of me because we're on the road here, but I would be willing to guess that last night's event in Georgia on Right Side Broadcasting probably is up to at least 500,000, maybe even 1 million views. So Trump has an event, 50,000 people show up, 1 million people watch online. Biden has an event, and again, you can do the side-by-side analysis. I mean, it's like anything else. I mean, the tail of the tape, as they call it. You look at the tail of the tape, Biden doesn't have a single category in which he has an advantage. Not a single category. So Biden has an event in Georgia, 100 people show up. Trump has an event, 20,000 minimum show up. Biden's live stream, 10,000 watch. Trump's live stream, 250,000 watch. So that's the difference. Was that a 2 or was that a... Oh, okay. Oh, 2 million. Sorry, I'm getting hand signals here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Back here on the Alex Jones Show, Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex. He's on his way to the Supreme Court right now to deliver a speech. He'll be speaking again tonight at Freedom Plaza, as will I, but I have the host duties for now until I hand it over to Paul Joseph Watson. Then I will return and host the War Room. Before I get to the rest of the news that I'm yet to cover here, it is imperative that you continue to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we've done multiple hours of broadcasting here, and we have not even plugged. That doesn't pay the bills. We have to bring all the crew here. We have to bring all the equipment here. Now we're taking a new leadership role of funding a lot of the events, funding for the stages, getting the permits. This was a measurement that we had to make. We had to make some decisions, and this is the new battlefront. This is the new place where our energy has to go is being a leader, not only here vocally on the airwaves every day, which is important, but also getting into the streets, organizing events, and taking that leadership role, and then hopefully having victory so that we can continue to try to restore the republic and drain the swamp, as they say it. But it's only possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. The beauty of it is we make it easy on you. To support us, we have the best supplements that you can get at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been working at InfoWars for 5 years. I've been taking supplements for, almost 15 years now. I'm just going back. I remember when I started playing high school sports is when I started looking into supplementation and supplements, probably even really before that. But it is not even close. As someone who's been taking supplements for half of his life, somebody who's very into health and fitness, the InfoWars supplements are, bar none, for what we have, the best available. Whether it's the bodies with the pure turmeric, I'm not a guy that's into like, male enhancement isn't the right word for super male vitality, but I'm not the guy that needs like an extra energy boost or, you know, anything like that. I take the super male vitality because it has great ingredients in there, that are just good for your health and good for your energy. But man, I mean, sometimes I gotta just like back off of it a little bit. I mean, super male vitality is the real deal. I mean, the list just goes on and on. The fish oils, people are really into oils. We have fish oil, we have krill oil, we have different options of what you want to take. So I'm telling you from somebody who's been taking supplements almost his whole life, that the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com are the best. And not only, we make the nexus of best quality and best price. So that's what we do at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you only have hours left to get the best price on the best storable food at PrepareWithAlex.com. So don't forget about PrepareWithAlex.com. Best food, best price, PrepareWithAlex.com. Only hours left of that deal. And, I mean, you know, everything is kind of in balance right now. So if you haven't made that emergency food purchase, now is the time at PrepareWithAlex.com. Now, speaking of Alex Jones on his way to the Supreme Court, he has joined us right now over the phone. Alex, what are you seeing out there? Oh, he's
But the only way the COVID hoax is completely broken is if you get that truth and if you get that information and you get that out. Big Tech is trying to suppress you. Big Tech is trying to block you. Big Tech is trying to keep you from communicating with each other. So you do it by word of mouth and by email and by calling into talk radio. And you do it by speaking up at church. And you do it by printing out the facts. And you never surrender. Yeah. Because every mind you touch, every person you awaken, is millions of people we're going to save, because the globalists admit a shutdown for another 6 months in the West will kill tens of millions of the third world. When the first world collapses, the third world dies, and this is a giant attempt at killing civilization and a mass abortion of children that are already born, who are the main victims of malnutrition and starvation. So never forget, when the left tells you wear a mask, have courage, stand up, be respectful, that's a sign of your slavery. That is a sign of your medical Sharia law and tyranny, and you must declare independence against the fear now. I know Roger Stone, he checked in the same hotel as I'm, is on his way down here to give you a powerful speech, and then later tonight down at Freedom Plaza. But I love you all, and I appreciate you all, and I just want you to know that you are the answer to tyranny. You are the answer. You are 1776.
All right, guys, let's give it up for Alex Jones. My name is Matt Shannon. Up next, we have...
Okay, so there you go. That was, I guess, the tail end of Alex Jones speaking there at the Supreme Court. Man, he moves fast. Wow, that's amazing. Or maybe I'm just in like some weird time warp here where time is just flying in my own head, but it was actually a long time. I think that's probably the case. But, you know, he's talking about the fake pandemic. You know, it's really just, at this point, so absurd. And it's kind of a weird thing to reflect back onto 2020, because it's almost like it didn't happen. It was the for many of us, you could say, wow, 2020 was the longest year of my life. But it's like, now that it's over, it feels like either it never happened or we're still in it. Like, we're still in the extra innings. We're still in the overtime of 2020. We really haven't actually made that leap to get out of this. And that is the fake pandemic. I mean, that's the big thing that's holding us back, keeping us in shackles, keeping us locked down, destroying our economy. And the only way it ends, there's only two ways it goes. Either we decide we're done with it, which many of us decided months ago here at InfoWars. That was pretty much our moniker back in March. There was some waiting period there. We weren't really sure what was going to happen. We had the guests on. Okay. But then, you know, hey, look, we still live in reality. And after a month of it not being what they said it was going to be, with 3 million dead and, you know, all the rest of it, and we still went to events, still flying, you know, never wearing a mask or gloves or anything. So that's when it was like, okay, no doubt, this is a whole big hoax. Yeah, there's probably a virus. Now they're admitting it came out of the Wuhan lab. We broke that first as well. But there's only two ways. Either we say we're done with this, And for the most part, that's going to have to be on the businesses of America, because we're really seeing the full force of the corporate government is really what we're seeing. And all the mom and pop restaurants are struggling or going out of business. All the mom and pop shops are struggling or going out of business. But the big chain restaurants are doing fine. The big people that work with Amazon and Microsoft are doing fine. The big box stores like Walmart and Costco, they're all doing fine. So it's killing all the mom and pop shops, but it just shows the power of the corporate government, where now, so much for the free market, you don't have a choice but to go to Jeff Bezos. You don't have a choice but to go to Bill Gates. You don't have a choice but to go to Walmart or you name it, whoever it is. And that's because the corporate government has locked all these other businesses down by design, as a cause and effect, to just basically have, it's not necessarily a monopoly, but it might as well be a monopoly. I mean, it's the same executive power that a monopoly would have. And they're all working together anyway. So we the people, you know, I don't know what we the people can do when the corporate government says, no, we're not even open for business. But it's two ways. Either we the people decide, which is going to have to be led by business owners, or you're never coming out of this. You're never coming out of the COVID pandemic. It'll be COVID 20. It'll be COVID 22, 25, you know, COVID 50 till the day you die. And that's it. So either COVID is now your master, or we declare...
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago re-elected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalists. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results. As long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission. As long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country, and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen, and InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere's, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading Band.video and InfoWars.com, and come to the big D.C. marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is it Mission Impossible? Is it Mission Impossible to get Donald J. Trump into the White House for 4 more years? Well, no, it's not Mission Impossible. Actually, we've already done it. The Mission Impossible task is to somehow, as we the people, overcome the corporate mainstream media lying to us, gaslighting us, manipulating us all day long. Overcome the corporate world government that wants to be in total control of all consumer activity, all economic activity. And somehow, some way, convincing those fellow humans that have been turned into mindless sheeple, zombies, somehow, some way, getting them to understand how they've been duped, how they've been deceived, and not even necessarily agreeing with us on everything. That'll never happen. But at least seeing the world for what it is. But you wonder, is something like that possible when you have Nancy Pelosi banning the words in Congress? And not only banning the words to be used in Congress or official legislation, you can't use mother, you can't use father. Look, I remember tuning into Alex Jones for the first time probably about 10 years ago, not even, I think it was 2013 or so. And it was really to just get information on an event that was happening at the time, the Boston Marathon bombing. But, you know, I continue to listen and a lot gets covered on the Jones Show. And he would say how eventually you're going to see members of Congress, people in the media, academia, lawyers, all, and it's all from the left. It's all from the liberal left. They're not liberals at all. I mean, I don't even know what you would call them at this point. Dumbasses, probably the best word for it, but mindless sheeple, zombies, where they would go to ban, they would move to ban the terms mother and father. Now, you hear that, and it just kind of goes one ear and out the other. You either, oh, he's crazy, or, okay, here's a guy on air covering all these things, but you know what, I don't really agree with that, so I'm not going to think about it much. Well, now, here you are in the year 2020, and Nancy Pelosi has officially filed legislation, which, you know what, I just realized is actually illegal legislation. So Nancy Pelosi actually broke her own law by banning the word mother. So she says you can't use the word mother or mother-in-law or brother-in-law or brother or father or any of that, but then she uses it. Then she actually uses it in her legislation. Of course, it's all a big game. It's all a big joke. And you have to wonder, too, who puts Nancy Pelosi up to this? Did Nancy Pelosi come up with this on her own? I doubt it. She's been in Congress for what, 500 years? And now all of a sudden she wants to ban mother and father? But you know what? See, the problem is Republicans don't like to, they just don't even fight. They just sit around and they like all the glory and everything, the prestige and being on TV, and they get their, oh, they have their office, oh, you know, oh. The Republicans should write legislation and then have the word mom and dad, or like mama and papa, like, you know, Elizabeth Warren, my mama and papa, like, oh yeah, like you can relate to her. I'm going to have me a beer. Oh, so that's what they should, granddaddy, like just throw in the words, but just that aren't mother and father or brother-in-law. So it's just like, oh, okay, you banned those words, the language police over here, trying to rewrite our lexicon, trying to cancel the dictionary. Okay, we'll just use mama and papa, you know, we'll just use daddy and mommy and stuff like that. Oh, but then they'll say, no, you have to ban that too. But you would hear somebody say that on the air 10 years ago. You think that person's nuts. Now, here we are. It doesn't stop with mother and father. But again, how do you convince people that want to ban terms like mother and father, how do you convince someone that's that gone, that intellectually dead, how do you convince them to live in reality with you again? Is it even possible? What do you do when you have members of Congress who go on the congressional floor and say that the word amen is sexist? Amen. I've had other people say, oh, amen means this, amen means that. I don't really care. Amen means amen. And now they say, oh, no, amen means a woman, too. And so you have to say a woman. And so they finish their speech. They say amen and a woman. A made-up word. A made-up word. It doesn't even exist. But see, oh, you have to be inclusive. Well, what about all the other genders? What about a unicorn? What about a two-spirit gender queer? What about a queer? I mean, so where does it end? Where does it stop? There is no method to the madness. It's just total idiocy. And so what do you do when you are dealing with people that are that gone? They have a mask mandate. Is it going to be a mask woman date too? I mean, let's be fully inclusive here. We need a mask woman date. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means I'm inclusive. Don't you know? I'm woke. I said mask woman date. And you can go on and on and on with the words that either have man in them just by chance, just because it happens to be in a word. They say, oh, that's sexist. So that's what we're dealing with. The good news is we do outnumber them. We are the majority. The bad news is we don't like to make our voices heard. We like to live our own lives. We like to have our families, have our businesses, and just kind of stay out of other people's way. You stay out of my way, I stay out of your way. It's the live and let live approach to life. Live and let live. Well, the left is no longer live and let live. The left is live my way or I'm going to kill you. And so that's where they're going. Oh, it's a mask mandate. No, that's sexist. It's a mask woman date. And then they have celebratory articles where they say, look, we just elected a gay person. Look, we just elected a black person. Look, we just elected this. We elected that. Well, you are the ones that focus on race. You are the ones that focus on gender. You're in a state of depression when it comes to your intellectual capacity. It's decreasing in its capacity here. And so you see them start. You don't go around. I mean, I'm 30 years old. I never thought about race as a kid. I went to school with black people, white people, brown people, Asian people. It never came to my mind to think about their skin color and it meant anything. It never came to my mind that, I need to watch myself around women, or I need to, do this around women because, I've been a bad guy, and what can I do just to make up for it, because women have had it so hard in life. Oh, they've had it so. But see, but now what are you seeing? Women are actually, and it's always in the conservative aisle, it seems, women are going back to the gender roles. Women are going back to wanting to be mothers, back to wanting to be housekeepers. And of course, you get into the real world as a woman, and quite frankly, there's just not many women that can really handle it. They're not meant to. They're not meant to handle those stresses. They're not meant to make those big stressful decisions. They're meant to care for the children. They're meant to care and raise the family, keep everything on an even keel. In a way, yeah, keep the man on an even keel. Keep him focused and in line. Oh, but see, you get rid of the gender roles first, and then gender doesn't matter, so you get rid of gender. Now, this has been a long pontification that is almost irrelevant to any of the main stories today, but the point is, this is where it's going. This has all been by design. And the proof is in the pudding when Nancy Pelosi is banning words mother and father from being in congressional legislation or congressional talk. Mother and father. Because they want you to believe there's actually 500 genders or unlimited genders. In fact, I'm a lamp. I declare myself a lamp. And so I am now a lamp. And because I'm a lamp, I cannot get COVID, so I don't need to wear a mask. And so that's where the liberal logic actually shows that it's not even logic. It's all a political agenda. President Trump should declare himself a black woman tomorrow. Just say, hey, I'm a black woman. I'm the first black female president. And they say, well, no, you're not. Well, why? Who says? Who are you to say what Trump is and Trump's not? I'm a black woman. I declare myself a black woman. Oh, okay, you're a black woman. Oh, wait, no. See, only if you're a liberal that pushes the liberal agenda, hates America, want to see the individual rights ended, want to see individualism and individuals being empowered ended, and you want to make it all about this ugly group collective in the image of Satan, then yeah, then you can say, oh, I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm a unicorn, I'm a ghost, I'm whatever. But no, if you're actually logical and you would never actually change genders, well, then you're not allowed to do it. So, but I'm serious, because we get it. Trump should come out tomorrow and declare himself a black woman so that he can be the first black female president.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here broadcasting live from Washington, D.C. The crew is back at the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Of course, big ups, big salute to the audience. You make it all possible by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Cannot thank you enough. You didn't hear it. Well, it may happen again now that we're back live here. But in that short four-minute break, again, we're right basically on top of Freedom Plaza, just catty corner to it here. And the hotel room is just looking down on it. And in the break, I mean, I was saying earlier, it's like every 30 seconds, every minute, you just hear a roar of the crowd. And now somebody has shown up with, I don't know if it's a train horn or like a bullhorn. I mean, incredible. But it was just really loud. And then the crowd was even louder than ever as Freedom Plaza is filling up. In fact, we just got Rob Duback from the Supreme Court. What was that crowd like, Rob? Pretty big?
It's doubled in size from when we were.
Doubled? Yeah. Doubled. Was it bigger than the Freedom Plaza crowd?
No.
Okay. But
it was, no, I'm talking about this crowd. This crowd doubled in size.
Okay, so the Freedom Plaza crowd is huge. The Supreme Court crowd is maybe a couple thousand.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So we're just getting all this intel. Again, you got to catch not all, but some, most of Alex Jones' speech there at the Supreme Court. We're going to put the full video up on band.video here shortly. I imagine that's why some of the crew just got back to upload that video. Of course, Roger Stone is here as well. He's going to be speaking at Freedom Plaza tonight, as well as Alex Jones and myself and other great special guests. But, you know, for somebody like me, Alex described it earlier as being an empath. Maybe that's the right description. I don't know, but I've always been the same way. I mean, going to sporting events as a kid, specifically basketball games for whatever reason, I loved the roar of the crowd. I didn't even care about what team. If the crowd roared, I would be like 3 years old. I'd like jump out of my seat and go crazy. It was just something about that. And that dynamic is here in D.C. Right now. And many people that probably have never really gotten politically involved, or maybe even a year, 2, 5 years ago, didn't even really think about politics or getting involved, are now in the front lines, literally roaring to save America. And it's really not even political. You know, this is really not even a political thing. This is about standing for what's right. And on kind of a deeper understanding, intellectual level, standing up for America, but really its values. You know, if Russia was really some big boogeyman we had to worry about, but you know, you look at Russia and it's like, wow, booming free market, booming industry, booming with new technology, low taxes, strong individual empowerment, and they were like, hey, you know, we're going to interface with you, or we're going to, you know, change your system entirely. You say, okay, well, you know what? You're about individual liberties. You want to get rid of corruption. You want small government, self-government. Okay, like, okay. That's not what we're dealing with. America is that. America is the idea, is the country of small government. Really not even small government, self-government. Self-government. And to just really exhibit how much of a fraud a modern-day liberal is, a leftist, you ask them. I mean, every which angle you investigate a modern-day liberal leftist in, they're just a complete phony fraud. You would ask, do you believe in self-government? Every single one of them would say yes. But, oh, you wear a mask. Oh, you shut down your business. Oh, you don't get an election. Oh, give all your money to Black Lives Matter and prove you're not racist. Well, that's not self-government. Oh, raise your taxes so we can bring communism and socialism in. Well, that's not self-government. So again, total phonies. My body, my choice. Oh, I get to kill a baby. That doesn't even, see, here, again, it's just total disingenuousness. It's not even your body. Again, you try to bring this topic to a leftist phony. You say, how many hearts does a human being have? How many beating hearts? One. How many beating hearts are there in a woman's body for an abortion? Well, there's two. Oh, okay, so that would be two bodies. So it's not even your body, your choice. Now, there's certain extenuating circumstances. I'm not here to get into the gray area. The point is, oh, your body, your choice. Oh, that's until they want to force you to take a vaccine. Oh, that's before they want to force you to wear a mask, which is literally your body. So it should be your choice. But again, these are complete lying phonies that we're dealing with, and perhaps our biggest obstacle of all, sadly. Because if we could all unite together just in common sense and logic, man, we could overthrow this corrupt system in a day. We could identify the phonies, we could identify the criminals, and if we had that will and motivation united to do it, it'd be game over, man. It'd be the easiest thing in the world to do. The problem is, we're dealing with these people that have been totally brainwashed in the psychological operations. And the two big ones they're running right now are obviously the fake pandemic and the fake election of Joe Biden. But I could understand, oh, it's tough to understand how they steal elections, or it's tough to know what to believe and what not to believe if you haven't been around, and you kind of got to do your own digging and look into the own evidence and kind of form your own conclusions. But with the COVID fake pandemic, I mean, this is cut and dry at this point. And so, again, that's just what shows you. You have a thirst for knowledge. You have an itch for reality. You have common sense. You have logic, and you approach your life in that manner. These people have abandoned logic. They've abandoned common sense. They've just abandoned general just goodness, just righteousness. They've just totally abandoned. And again, you look at the death counts for COVID, or not even for COVID, but even for COVID, it's just a bad flu season. But you look at the death count in the United States, and it's not up. It's not up. And so it's frustrating because it's like, well, do I cover the steal of the election for Joe Biden, which is extremely dangerous for our country? Do I cover the fake pandemic? I mean, think about this. You have a global corporate government that is allied with the most corrupt politicians in the world to fake a pandemic to bring in the great reset with the UN slogan of build back better. So they're telling you, we're going to destroy the world. You're going to have to just sit there and take it. And, you know, maybe you'll survive, maybe not. But that doesn't matter to them. They're going to build it back better. And it's all about them in their righteous approach. Oh, the world is broken. Oh, the world is corrupt. And it's your fault. It's your fault. Not all the spying with the technology that Bill Gates was given by the secret societies years ago, stolen intellectual property, and then Mark Zuckerberg doing the same thing. No, they know they're frauds. They know they're phonies. But so you have to sacrifice. You might not make it. It's the Great Reset. The world is corrupt. The world is bad. It's your fault. No, it's your fault, Bill Gates. No, it's your fault, George Soros. No, it's your fault, Anthony Fauci, which is just another point. You know, the libs actually hated Fauci during the AIDS pandemic because he was a dirtbag then. Dirtbag then, he's a dirtbag now. He works for Big Pharma. He's a henchman for Big Pharma. Again, the left used to be against Big Pharma. I remember going around in 2016 because it was kind of a big deal at the time. Trump did not take a single dollar in donations from any big pharmaceutical companies. Now, I remember Bernie Sanders was against Big Pharma at the time, but even he had to admit, yes, I've taken campaign donations from big pharmaceutical companies. And he just rationalized it by saying, I need to get into office, so, you know, this money will help, so we'll take it. Assuming you believe he's not going to sell out if they ever come bidding. But the point is, he talked about how bad Big Pharma was. And remember, Bernie Sanders actually won the nomination in 2016. They stole it from him, gave it to Hillary. But I would go around and I'd talk to Bernie supporters. They were everywhere. I said, oh, you're anti-Big Pharma. They say, yeah. I said, well, how much money did Bernie Sanders take from Big Pharma? They say, zero. I said, well, that's not accurate. Here's the actual open secrets that shows you. It's FEC filings. You have to file it. And Trump took $0 from Big Pharma. But now it's Fauci coming around promoting the vaccine with Gates because they don't have the president to do it. But if Biden got in, he'd be the president. Alex Jones, we're going to just get his mic potted up here. And Alex Jones is with us now.
I just want to say the crew's doing an incredible job, and you're doing an incredible job. There's National Guard out there. Again, they don't come out for Black Lives Matter. They don't come out for Antifa burning police stations, killing people. And the left said, oh, don't call National Guard. That's fascist, mostly peaceful demonstrations. We're not against the National Guard. We're just going to show that the left loves the military when it's under their control. So I'm going to go out for you and do a live feed if you keep hosting into the war room that's about to start. And Papert will be there, too. But I'm going to go give you a live feed from the street of the National Guard as people are just pouring into D.C. There's just crowds coming in. It's like when I saw that big women's march. It was over a million people that Soros paid for 4 years ago, the day after Trump's inauguration. It looks like that. Just that they're flooding in. We're just driving around the city. It's totally insane.
Well, we've got like 2 minutes left here. But real quickly, Alex, that's actually exactly what I was talking about. The left, oh, they're anti-Big Pharma until they want you to take the vaccine. Oh, they're anti-military, and they'll want you to be
they're
thrown in gulag.
They're anti-war until they want wars. Yeah. They're anti-slavery until they run death camps in China.
Yeah.
Whatever's bad, they're the worst. And studies show the left is 6, 7, 8, 9 times, depending on the study, less likely to give a charity, more likely to steal, but they're way more likely to virtue signal and told you all they did. Hey, the war room's coming up, InfoWars.com/show, and on video. Keep the
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.